In southeastern Utah, American Indian tribes are also hoping for help from the federal government. Tribes want the Obama administration to protect a swath of wild lands and archaeological sites by creating a new national monument to be called Bear's Ears. Such a monument would span nearly 2 million acres, which concerns some locals and Utah political leaders fighting the designation. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Judy Fays reports.
The twin buttes called Bear's Ears rise beyond the red rock formations of the Valley of the Gods and Utah's Cedar Mesa. Local tribes have asked President Obama to declare this unprotected part of San Juan County a national monument.
The land cannot be destroyed today for the sake of the almighty dollar.
Regina Lopez Whiteskunk is a leader of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe and a co-chair of the Bear's Ears Intertribal Coalition.
We can't stand by and watch a land be killed.
The coalition's trying to convince the president to protect this place before he leaves office. Congress gave that power to presidents in the 1906 Antiquities Act. Utes, Navajo, Zuni, and Hopi want to manage the monument together with federal agencies. They want to protect tens of thousands of archaeological sites from being raided and looted. Whiteskunk says it's also important to preserve living traditions, like gathering herbs and firewood.
I am the voice of the air, the water, the land, the animals. I have to be this voice for all of this because who else will be?
But opponents say a national monument would make it harder to use the land. Some cast it as another battle in the war over public lands in the West. Utah's Republican political leaders have been petitioning Obama to scrap the monument idea. State lawmakers have voted against it. San Juan County Commissioner Bruce Adams says a monument would go too far.
There is just a large amount of turmoil going on in the county.
Adams and the local stakeholders he represents want to preserve economic traditions too, like mining and ranching. They propose something different, protecting archaeological sites in a national conservation area that Congress would enact.
That's the proposal that we have been backing from day one.
The legislation would protect less acreage. It also could take a long time, and that worries Josh Ewing.
This is not a debatable thing. There are verifiable facts here.
Ewing leads the conservation group Friends of Cedar Mesa. He calls the archaeology around Bear's Ears world class, but looters keep pillaging cliff dwellings and vandals continue wrecking rock art. Ewing says that's why this place needs to be protected now.
This area is legitimately being damaged on a regular basis in recent times, and we all should care about that instead of trying to sweep it under the rug.
Ewing doubts a gridlock Congress could act soon enough, but President Obama could guarantee protection immediately by declaring it a monument. That's what Navajo Jonah Yellowman is hoping for this sacred place. He's standing between the Bear's Ears buttes, admiring the view.
Wow. That's a great leader right there.
He sees a red-tailed hawk, then another. They cruise above the ponderosa pines.
They tell us that this is a good sign, and our ancestors or our loved ones, you know, they look after us.
The Obama administration is coming to Utah for a listening session later this month, and people here are talking about Bear's Ears. For NPR News, I'm Judy Fays on Cedar Mesa in southeastern Utah.